Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We've been talking for the last couple of days, and we'll conclude this today, and then tomorrow on May the 1st, we will start a new thought as we head into something wherever the Lord leads us. But we are trying to help you to understand that your rest comes through a covenant. God is a covenant-keeping God. And let's do this review. I wrote extensively about covenant, and I don't want to give you a shameless plug, but if you're having trouble understanding what I mean when I say covenant, or why covenants are important, or what covenant you're under and what covenant you're not, I would highly recommend you get my book, Between the Pieces. That was my second book, the last book I wrote in the summer of 13. That book will take you on a journey to what happened at the cross. What was happening at the cross was the cutting of another covenant. But an old one had to be fulfilled. It even had to be broken by God in order to enter into a new covenant. And that book walks through that in full detail, and I think it will help you. You can get it at our website, paulwhiteministries.com. You can also, if you want the e-version, if you like to read on your Kindle, you can go to Amazon and get it on Kindle. You can go to barnesandnoble.com, get it on Nook. Kobo Books, if you want to download it through some other format on your phone or whatever. iTunes, you can order the iTunes store. Anyhow, that'll help you with covenant. But whenever you entered into this relationship with the Lord, you did it through a covenant. God cut a covenant with Jesus at Calvary. And Romans 3 says that God is righteous in that he is just and justifier of those who believe in Jesus. So God maintains his rightness by being the justifier of all of those who have placed their faith in the Jesus end of the covenant. Jesus shed his blood as the lamb sacrifice of the covenant. The Father and the Son passed between the pieces of the covenant, the furnace and the lamp. Thus God cut covenant with his Son. Thus God was really cutting covenant with himself, basically saying, I died so that man could have life. Any man who believes on Jesus enters into the life of the eternal because God cut a covenant in which he promised that he would never be angry with us again. He would not count our sins and our iniquities against us again. He would write his instructions on our hearts and on our minds. And now what we have on this end of the covenant is not an obligation, because if we had an obligation, then we wouldn't be under a covenant of his finished work. We'd be under a covenant of our works, which is exactly what Israel was under the law. But what we do have is the ability to appropriate the terms of the covenant, the benefits of the covenant. The writer of Hebrews says that we have a New Testament, and that testament had a testator. That means the writer of the will. And in order for the will to be in effect, the testator has to die. So Jesus died to kick in all the benefits of the heavenly will. And I'm not going to write it all down. I know some would love for me to do a whole month's worth of podcasts on today. We're going to tell you feature number 6 of your new covenant, appropriated inheritance. I'm not going to do that because that takes the beauty of your Christianity away. One of the most beautiful things you get is the Holy Spirit revealing to you everything that is yours through prayer and study, through rest, through the walk that you have every day. And if you today will face this day saying, Lord, I believe that I am a member of your covenant agreement with Jesus in that I get everything you promised, and I want you to reveal one of those things to me today. That is a noble prayer. Father, just reveal to me another aspect of the covenant that I can rest in, that I don't work for, that I receive by faith. And I believe he'll give that to you today. And that's what I'm praying for you today in Jesus' name. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.